Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Aleph. Mishnah says, Hamocheret Habayit, Lo Machar Hayatziah. If somebody sold a house, he only sold the house. He didn't sell with it the shed that may be attached to the house. Afal Pishi Pituha Letucho. Even if the shed opens up into the house, let's say the shed has an entranceway and you can go directly into the house. What we say over here is the shed is considered to be a totally separate structure. And when a house is sold, and if it's just listed as the house, the shed is not sold with it. If a person has storage room in his house, like a pantry where he just stored things, and it's not the usual type of room in the house, we say that storage room as well is not included in the sale of the house. And even though it's inside of the house, we say since it's used as a different function, it's not sold together with the house. Everything we're mentioning here, you'd have to have it separately listed in the contract. That's the point over here. If you're buying a house, you have to list as well the yatzia, which is the shed. You have to list as well the storage room. Everything has to be clear in the document. V'lo tagag bizman sheyesh lo ma'ake gavoa asra tefahim. A person also, if he sells his house, does not include automatically the right to use the rooftop to dry fruit or to dry produce if there was a fenced-in area of at least 10 tefahim. If there was a fence, which is a halachic obligation on a deoraita level to make sure that the roof is safe, if there's a 10 tefach fence surrounding it, then it shows that the fenced-in rooftop was a separate entity. It was used by the previous owner of the house, and he didn't automatically include it in the sale. He may have rented it to other people. It was considered to be a reshut bifnei atzmo, its own domain, and the owner was having use from it, so therefore it's not automatic that he included it in the sale. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im yesh lo surat petach, afal pi she'eno gavoa asrat tefahim, eno machur. Rabbi Yehuda goes even further. He says, if there's a doorway that leads from the house to the roof, even if the roof doesn't have a 10 tefach fence around it, then the right to use the roof is not sold along with the house, according to the Rabbi Yehuda. That doorway is indicative that the roof has its own significant jurisdiction, that it's considered to be its own area, and therefore it is not included in the sale of the house.